Hello, folks. We appreciate you joining us for our bi-monthly school prayer meeting tonight. And I just want to bring a short devotional before you may have your own time of prayer for our school. Just let's seek the Lord's face, first of all, as we come to his word. Father in heaven, we do thank thee again for the opportunity even to come aside for a little time around thy word, to seek thy face. And Lord, we bless thee, where'er we seek thee, thou art found, and every place is hallowed ground. We do take a moment to thank thee for our school. Thank you, Lord, for help given, even in what has been a very different term. And O God, we pray that thou would continue, Lord, thy good hand to be upon it, upon our staff, upon our children and parents alike. Bless us even now as we would consider thy word. Remember everyone that will join in, and we ask, O God, there might be a little challenge and encouragement to each and every soul. So, Lord, accept our thanks, even for the ability to come together in a fashion such as this. And, Lord, we pray that thou would bless our time together. We ask in our Saviour's name. Amen. I'm conscious of what Job said in Job 23, verse 4. I would order my cause before him and fill my mouth with arguments. He has a desire here to come before the Lord, and he would do so having all things in order. No doubt you've remembered, or you might remember, Elijah on Mount Carmel. And after the false prophets had made their attempt at calling the fire down upon their sacrifice, Elijah steps forth and he builds the altar and he puts things in order, and then he cries unto God. And here Job is doing the same. He orders all things. I would order my cause before him, and his mouth, he says, will be filled with arguments. And men and women, that's the sort of praying that we desire to engage in connection with our school at the end of another year. We're very conscious that this is our last bi-monthly prayer meeting before the school year ends. And it has certainly been very different for teacher and pupil and parent alike, especially over this last 2 months. The month of June will also be very different, and there's no sports day or outings of that nature. And so we do need to continually seek the Lord for his help and for his grace to be given. Now, what are the arguments that we can bring to the Lord in prayer, even as we look over the year that is gone? Well, you know, first of all, there's the promises for the teachers. And I'm conscious of Isaiah chapter 55 and the words of verse 10, which are probably very familiar to you. For it says, "For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not hither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." And there's a promise that his word will not return unto him void. We can think also of Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 1, because that reminds us that the seed that is sown shall return after many days. "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." And then also in Galatians chapter 6 and the words of verse 9, again pretty familiar to us, because there it reminds us that we are not to be weary. "Let us not be weary in well doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." And those are promises that we can bring before the Lord at the end of another year. Another year is nearing its close. God's word has gone forth again in our school, in the classroom, in the lessons intertwined with our academic curriculum that they have to do, in the assemblies, in the Bible readings, and even during this time of lockdown. And it has been brought faithfully to the children. God's word is truth, and we know that it shall not fall to the ground. What promises, therefore, these are that we can lean on and we can pray back even to the Lord concerning the children. But you know, secondly, another argument is the plain teaching of Christ. Matthew chapter 18 finds him using a little child as a means of illustration to the disciples. We know that at the start of the chapter. Verse 2 says, Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them. And I want you to read verse 6 with me of Matthew 18. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me. That would be sufficient just to stop there. Because there is a little line, plain teaching concerning salvation. And the Lord is reminding us that the little ones can believe and be saved. The little ones can believe in him. And woe is unto the man or the woman that would offend such a child or seek to hinder them even in their newfound faith. And so men and women don't lose even this most basic of truth. Children can be saved early in life. And then of course we have the plain invitation that the Saviour gives in Luke's Gospel. The plain invitation that is given in Luke 14. I beg your pardon, it is not chapter 14, but it is Mark chapter 10 and verse 14. And there again is a plain invitation given, for it says about the parents, they brought young children to him that he should touch them, and his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. Again, a plain invitation. Suffer the little children to come unto me. And tonight we're thankful for the children whom the Lord has given to us. We're thankful for the children who have been saved. And we're able to bring these arguments of the plain teachings of Christ to him in prayer. For you see, God cannot go back on his word. His invitation in the gospel is yet going forth. And our prayer tonight is that even yet children will seek him and be saved. And there are one or two or three leaving out the school this year. And we pray that the Lord might go before them, and that each one of them will be saved, and that they'll be walking with Christ. Here's the plain teaching of the Saviour. And as it is plain in salvation, and in the invitation to salvation, the invitation to himself, so the plain teaching of Christ extends even to our walk with him as well, and to the promise that I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. But thirdly, what about the potential of the children? We know their potential in terms of their many gifts. We've heard their musical gifts in the past. In past experience, we have also known their potential academically. And the Lord is blessed. And we give him to him we give all the praise and all the glory. But you know, the greater potential is that they can be soul winners for God. Words of Isaiah chapter 11 verse 6 says, a little child shall lead them. And the child going home from the school, going home with the word of God in their heart, memorized, and also in their books, etc. A little child can lead others to consider Christ. And surely what a potential that they have. There's an innocent with a child. They don't have any fear in approaching adults, in saying that little word in season that could trouble a father, a mother, a grandparent, or others that come in even to their home. A little child shall lead them. And you know, their potential is as servants of the Most High God. This was the prayer of Hannah, and we could do with more Hannahs. For Hannah prayed that God would give her a man child, and that he would have be of use in the Lord's work. And of course, Samuel was given an answer to prayer, and his name encapsulates that meaning. And he was brought to the temple. And Hannah was good to her promise and to her oath, because we know that she brought him there and she left him even in the service of the Lord. And we know from these scriptures in the opening chapters of 1 Samuel that he was to grow in the Lord. 1 Samuel 2 verse 26. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favour both with the Lord and also with men. Chapter 3 verse 19 brings out the same truth. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And this is the time after that the Lord met with Samuel and revealed himself to him. And he had a message to proclaim, a very difficult one, even to Eli, of the coming judgment that was coming upon his family. And Samuel was faithful, and he was a faithful man as he grew up. And we read there, the Lord was with him. The Lord was with him in his circuit as he went from the various cities throughout Israel. The Lord was with him in causing the enemy to be subdued, the Philistines, because Israel had peace for 20 years under Samuel's rule. Not that he was to don them with great armor for the battle, physical battle, but rather he was to see the Philistines subdued because he caused the nation of Israel to have a heart right with God. He got them right with the Lord. And that was the means whereby they knew peace from the oncoming and the ongoing march of the Philistines against them. And here's a man who has prayer right entwined throughout his life. And he knew the power of it. And he was of great use, even as a servant in the Lord's hand. And surely we could desire no greater for our children than this. Potentially, there could be a Sunday school teacher. There could be a preacher. There could be a missionary in her school at this very present time. And God can use them. And they can become servants of the Most High God, even to tell others of the message of Christ. And surely that's our prayer, that God would use our children in this regard. And so I do trust, men and women, that that little thought or two has been an encouragement to your hearts this evening. As we would get down to prayer, we want to bring our arguments before the Lord. We want to order them, and we want to bring the school even before the Lord again in prayer. Let me just give you a few prayer points before I take leave of you of this time. Do pray for the final weeks of the school year, and of course continuing the lessons on Google Classroom. Pray for the children. They need our prayers mentally. It's been a difficult time for them, and they haven't been able to congregate with their friends, etc., in school. And then we have the summer months stretching out before us as well. So do remember our children. Pray for them spiritually, of course, as we've touched on tonight, even through our little study. Pray for our teachers, that they might be refreshed even during the little time of the summer break, and the Lord might guide and give wisdom even concerning the new school year, what changes have to be put in place, etc. And pray the Lord be merciful, that even come September, that this virus might be so reduced that school will be back to as near as normal as possible. And we do pray that God will touch parents' hearts. And while our school has received education over these last 8 or 9, 10 weeks, we pray that that might speak to other parents who haven't received the same, and their children have been merely left a small piece of work, and they're left to get on with whatever they can themselves. And so we do beseech the Lord that even through this lockdown, that other parents might consider the Christian school, and that all their children might be enrolled for the new school year. No doubt there's other points that you would want to bring as well, even before the Lord tonight. And so we do thank you again for listening in and for continually praying for our school. It is much appreciated. And we do thank our God tonight for all who support the school in whatever way and their labor of love will not go unrewarded. So let me just lead off in a time of prayer, and then you can have a little season by yourself. Our Father and our God, we thank thee again for thy word. And Lord, how Job could come and he could order his arguments before thee. And Lord, we would do the same tonight, even concerning our Christian school. Thank you, Lord, the doors are yet open, the children are still being taught. And oh God, we pray for these final weeks, that thou might encourage them, thou might bless both children and teacher alike. We know, Lord, that it's there's a difficulty there with the Google Classroom, and there's a difficulty with the distance learning. But, oh God, we thank thee for grace already given, and we pray that thou would continue to meet the need in these coming weeks. Remember the children over the summer period, and, Lord, how these months have been long already, and yet there's a stretching out of another 2 months where they will be off. And, oh God, we pray that thy hand of safety would be upon them. We ask, Lord, that thou would refresh our teachers as well, and they might know that help from above. And, oh God, we pray, even concerning, just looking a little further on, the start of a new school year, in thy will, that, Lord, the doors might be open, the children might be able to come in again. We pray for new children, pray for new homes to be reached. We ask, oh God, that thou would, Lord, in mercy, look upon our school. We pray, Lord, that thou would give help and wisdom to all our staff. And, Lord, we pray for the school board, that they might even do the work that they should be doing. And, Lord, we pray that thou would be pleased to give that wisdom from above, that, O God, that we might, in all our decisions, glorify the Lord. Lord, we fear lest that that would not be the case. And, O God, we pray that thou would use us despite our weakness. And, Lord, be pleased to come and undertake for us in these days. Meet every need, Lord, physically, mentally, spiritually, financially. O God, personnel-wise, meet the need, we pray. And so, Lord, we do commit it all into thy care. We thank the Lord for every supporter we have in the school. And we ask, Lord, you to encourage parents tonight. And, Lord, that thou would bless them. Help, Lord, even to have the work and to be able to finance the school fees. And, Lord, we just leave that all before thee. And we pray that thou would overrule even to thine honour and to thy glory. Not forgetting the other Christian schools as well. And we ask, O God, that thou would undertake for them. So, Lord, accept our thanks for this little time. And do abide with us. For we pray these things in our Saviour's name. Amen.